It's time for Over There with Marella Rostroffer. Marella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is once again in Chocolate Land with stories from who knows where. Hi, Marella, how are you? And please tell us from where.
Yes, hi, Jill. Very well, thank you so much. Yes, from Chocolate Land, very sweet nickname. We are going to continue talking about France. Because as you know, the presidentials in France are going to be in 2022. And now all the candidates are being chosen by their parties. And so the landscape is getting a little bit clearer. Why is that a topic I come back to? It's because I talked to you already about a surprise candidate called Eric Zemmour that is on the very right spectrum of the political scene and has been a little bit the surprise popular candidate so far. And I thought it would be very worth it to talk about another candidate who actually has a very good chance to run against President Macron. And that is Valérie Pécresse. And that's interesting on many levels. She is the candidate for the party called...
It's okay.
Called Les Républicains. If you remember, this is also the party of former President Sarkozy. She is interesting, as I said, because of different factors. She's 54. This is actually a trend that we are seeing in Europe. Where the leaders are chosen a little bit younger as they were in the past. And I think this is due to the fact that they have a better connection maybe with younger generations. She's a woman, which should not be something surprising, but still he's a little. As it is definitely more difficult to be chosen as a woman than a man. She grew up in a very privileged home, and she knows that. That's why she also addressed that immediately in her first official speech. Where she says that while she was born in a very loving family, surrounded by books, had also the chance of being able to pursue very successful studies. She was also taught very early on, according to her, from her parents and teachers and professors, that when you receive a lot, you also must give a lot back. And that's a little bit her motto. That being said, she also says that being there for her was never really easy, and that she had to fight to get to the positions she got to. And I think one can really believe that, as it is, it was in the past definitely harder for a woman to be taken seriously. She also wanted in her first speech to talk a little bit about the issues that she was going to fight. Being from Les Républicains, which is it's a right party, but it is not an extreme right party. It's more, let's say, a center right party. The program, though, still Has some similarities with other programs on the right side of the political scene. With that, I mean specifically stopping illegal immigration. That is basically on every political program because it's something that upset a large part of the population, and there is basically almost no way to not have to face this topic. She also says she would break the ghettos. With break, I don't really know what she means. This is a term that is a little bit unclear, but I assume that she just wants to try to include the people that are in these so-called ghettos in the society and try to repair a little bit this very strong separations in society. She also wants to fight the rise of Islam. This is in France an extremely delicate subject, and it is also always on the program of all politicians. Her goal is to defend France's history, is the heritage, the lifestyle. And she wants to share the love for France history with everybody in France. That also include reforming the schools, the justice system, healthcare, and wanting also to defend fairness, the ethics of work, and also addressing the social inequities. I have to say this is all very broad, and this is also something that one has heard before, and this was also only the first speech, so one cannot expect that she goes immediately into the details of how she would actually concretely tackle all of these issues, but I expect that in the next few months things are going to become definitely a little bit more precise. She also tried to, in her speech, to be talking against Macron. Obviously, they are, she's running against him. What she basically reproach him is the fact that she thinks, as she says in her words, that Macron sacrificed the future for the present, but that her intent will be to reform the present in order to not forget the future. In other terms, she thinks that Macron is not doing much, and that this is going to have immense consequences on the future. And her stance on that is that she wants to act, and she wants to really show some action in the present in order to be able to in a way, direct the future. According to the last polls, and that's what's really interesting, she is very popular. It's probably due to the fact that, as we know, a certain charisma is always very beneficial to politicians, and she definitely has that. She has this kind of presence that attracts attention. And I would say the same way that President Macron has also this, another form, obviously, but also a kind of charisma, and is still very close to the elections. I think has an approval rate of 44%, which is really very high. Considering the times we are going through right now, She seems to be definitely right behind him in terms of popularity. But again, one will have, of course, to see what kind of program in details she's thinking about. One will have also to see how the Socialist Party, with Anne Hidalgo, who is right now the mayor of Paris since 2014, how all of these people are going to position themselves. Let's not forget also about Marine Le Pen, who is almost in direct confrontation with Eric Zemmour, both very right. And we will, of course, see how all of these parties find a little bit their balance and their way now that the candidates are being chosen and that they will be able to begin their campaigns around France. This is obviously also a very important choice for the European Union, because let's not forget that Germany also just went through elections and chose a new chancellor after 16 years of Chancellor Angela Merkel. It's a very interesting balance that they found in Germany by having really someone from the center, chosen from the center, but having allies directly on the left with the Green Party and on the right with a business-friendly party. So that makes things extremely balanced in Germany for the moment. We will have to see what route France decides to go. But considering that France and Germany are the two real, forces, the two big forces in the European Union, and considering all the very delicate situations that we are having right now with Ukraine, with some countries of East Europe who are having also some conflictual situations, it is now more than ever necessary to have some countries in the European Union that really bring stability and strength and are able to basically give trust to the continent, to the entire European continent.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.